Chapter 4 Mina lingered out of sight beyond the checkout counter, pretending to scan the contents of the magazine rack while watching the reflection in the large plate glass window beside it. She was tracking a small woman in a headscarf at the checkout counter. The woman was placing her few groceries carefully into a worn but sturdy L.L. Bean canvas bag, a gift, Mina knew, from Billy. Mina waited until the woman had added the sales receipt to her purchases and shouldered the bag before she turned away from the rack and approached with a broad smile.
"Pam," she said, feigning surprise. "How wonderful to see you."
Pamela Tosi, Billy's maid of many years, opened her eyes wide.
"Miss Mina," she exclaimed, "what are you doing here?"
"Oh, I wander all over, and this is such a neat neighborhood. Have you lived here for ages? Can I help carry your bag?" Pam's expression bordered on the suspicious, and she subtly shifted her load to just beyond Mina's reach. It had been 2 weeks since the attack on Beacon Hill, and Billy Hawthorne was still lying unconscious in the hospital.
No, I'm all right. This is not a nice neighborhood."
Mina laughed and indicated the exit. "Oh, goodness, it's not that bad. I'll walk with you." Hesitantly, out of options, Pam began heading outside.
"Miss Mina, this is confusing."
"I know," Mina conceded, patting her back.
"I'm a little upset because of what happened to Billy."
That changed Pam's demeanor. Just outside the store, she turned and gripped Mina's forearm, her expression anguished.
"Of course. I'm so sorry. I was just surprised to see you. What a terrible thing. I went to the hospital, but of course..."
I know, Mina sympathized.
"They only allow family. I saw the lovely card you left. Very sweet."
Pam was shaking her head, moving slightly to get out of the doorway.
"Such a nice lady. It had to be druggies. That stuff is ruining everything."
"It's true," Mina said, not having the slightest idea what had stimulated the robbery.
"Did Billy tell you that she's been having problems with anyone?"
Pam considered the question thoughtfully, shuffling along.